Now, in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen, very appreciative that she's managed to get in this morning, and that is the psychic medium, it's June Field. Morning, June.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
No, absolute pleasure. Now, obviously, we can tell from your accent, you're not generally from just around Yorkshire area.
Oh, damn it. I'm trying to hide it, too.
North of the border, you've come down from Dundee.
I certainly have.
And you've got this evening of mediumship and international medium with yourself on October 26th, which is happening at the Marriott Hotel.
It is.
For anybody that's never been to one of these nights before, which I include myself in, actually. I've never been to a night where
this... You have to come.
I am intrigued, I must admit. And Joe, I don't think he's ever been to one either.
No, never.
So what happened to this night at the Marriott? What can people expect if they want to go?
Well, ordinarily, sometimes I speak to the dead people.
Right.
So I tune in. The last demonstration I did, which was in Inverness, I did something similar. I went to a lady and said, I have your grandfather here, and he said that he had two false legs. One was a comfortable one, one hurt him. He stank of stale beer, so he liked to drink. And I said, he tells me that your mother used to hide his comfortable legs so he wouldn't go to the pub. And she says, that's correct, but he still used to wear his uncomfortable one and come back even worse. So it's upbeat, it's high energy, it's not gloom and doom, it's just giving the evidence and the proof that people do still exist.
So I'm intrigued about this. I think there's a lot of people that would be quite sceptical about these things. But I think that's the thing. It's sort of like, you know, unless you go to one of these evenings and see it for yourself, then you haven't got an argument, I think, about it, really.
That's true.
Your ability, when did you first become aware that you had this sort of ability to be a psychic, a medium?
Well, do you know this? I didn't ever want to be a psychic medium. I've had this since I was a child. And I remember always seeing people and being aware of people around me. I thought it was normal. You don't know any different when you're young. It's just as you get old, you think, no, there's something not... I'm different here. And then after the death of my father, it just catapulted everything open. And I started being able to hear, see and feel things and do what I was meant to be doing.
I mean, I would be really, really scared about that when I was a kid.
I'd imagine that's scary.
That would frighten me. Were you not frightened by that?
I was a little bit intimidated because I didn't know who the people were. But remember, that was normal to me. I hadn't had anything any different. Yeah. So I had nothing to compare it with. So when I did see people, I thought everyone did. It just troubled me a bit that I didn't know who they were when they were standing watching me at night.
And at what point, how early on, did you suddenly realise, oh, well, these people are real and they're giving me information about other things that are happening?
I realised probably about 9 or 10 I was different.
Wow.
But then about 14 or 15 I realised to go with the flow and just gather that information. Or everyone's got the little voice that says, oh, no, I shouldn't do that. But you ignore it and then you do it and you go, blimey, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I learned to listen to mine and sharpened it to such a degree that that's why a lot of people come to me and they'll say, do you think I should do this? And if I say no, if I said to some of my close friends, don't fly, they wouldn't fly.
I think if you told me not to fly, I wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think if anybody said that, I've seen Final Destination. If anyone tells you not to fly, don't fly. Fly. It's a good idea. We were just talking before we came on air that you've done sort of readings and things for a number of different celebrities as well. Just tell us a few of the stories that you can about those sort of things.
Well, I did do a blind reading on the radio for Claire Sweeney.
Okay.
I didn't know who it was. I would just all have, hello, June, that was all I got. And she was a false name, Rosemary or whatever. And I just continued and did a reading for her. And then she actually got my name and number and called me back and arranged to meet me. And then it hit the papers. I predicted the birth of her child and that it was a male and that it would be September. In fact, I was quite disappointed because when I did predict September, when it came out and she was actually pregnant and they gave her the due date, it was October, and I thought, blimey, I've got that wrong. But no, what happened was she emergency C-section and the baby was born in September.
Wow.
That's cool, isn't it? That's really, really good. That's really, really good. Just out of interest as well, I mean, do you automatically, when you first meet someone, do you get like an initial impression from other things? Like you know, when you first met Joe and yes. myself, is there something straight away that's...
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you going to ask me what it is?
Go on then, yeah.
Well, can I start with Joe first of all?
Please do.
Because I just feel that there's a wee bit of an insecurity there. You don't take to people right off. You like to get to know them first. You sit back, you assess somebody, and then your guard comes down. But until that time, you're very quiet and you sit in the background. You don't like people coming too close or too quick. And that's who you are.
Mm. Yeah, I'd probably agree with that, yeah.
There you go. There you go. You've gone very quiet, Joe.
Yeah. That's a good read of my personality, I think, yeah.
Yeah, you're just a bit insecure with things. You like to, you're a bit of a perfectionist. You're hard on yourself. Things have to be just so. They've got to be done and dusted. Don't do a job half. It's got to be done fully, and you will check, double check. You're not a good delegator because you always double check things, and so you think, I'd be as well doing it myself.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. The guys on the news team will agree with that.
We'll find out, won't we? that's very good. That you get that almost straight away.
Instantly, you walked in. Yes.
Is that just a feeling you get, or is it? How does it sort of?
It is. It's just I get an impression. I could be sitting on the train, for instance, travelling down yesterday, and somebody could walk past me, and I think, oh, I wouldn't like them, or well, they would be quite nice. I can tell just at 50 yards. I think I've just honed it in. It's just a part of life now for me. It's just, it's normality.
Yeah. I think when I first said to a few people that we were having a psychic on the show this morning, you put a question out and say, you know, is there any questions? You must have these all the time about...
lottery numbers.
Lottery numbers.
If I knew the lottery numbers, do you think I'd give them to you? I'd be doing so much...
You wouldn't be sat here if you knew the lottery numbers.
I would be doing so much charity work from my home in Hawaii.
Yes, exactly right. Obviously, sitting by a football stadium here with Leeds United, we've got a lot of Leeds United fans listening. They would obviously love to know the future of Leeds United. Is that the sort of thing you can have a feeling about now you're near Elland Road? Is that?
Do you know this? I don't know if it's a thought or feeling that I would want, to be honest. Don't feel very positive at this moment with where I'm sitting at this particular time. I know nothing about football, but I don't have a feeling of positivity. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but not at this particular time. I don't feel positive. I feel as if I'm sliding down rather than up.
Ooh, that's quite perceptive, I think. Yeah, really. Yeah. Right at the moment.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's really, really interesting. Just sort of that sort of thing. I would imagine it's lottery numbers. How was my football team going to do? Are those sort of like quite common things that you'd get asked?
Well, not so much lottery numbers, I think. I'll usually say that at the start. Don't ask me the lottery numbers. I don't get stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll get them, but not in the right order.
Mm. what did you make of sort of Darren Brown when he did all that larky with the lottery numbers?
Well, my perception of Darren Brown, I think he's a little bit in touch with spirit himself, to be honest with you. I have to say, I haven't seen him live. I haven't interacted in his energy. But, you know, what he does is fabulous. And, you know, good luck to him.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's all very interesting. I've never seen him live either.
I've seen him live. And he's more of an illusionist. It's more, I think you're right there. He's in touch with something, isn't he?
Definitely is.
But he's spectacular to watch live. He really, really is.
I should go, yes.
It really is a good show to watch. I am very, very intrigued about your show. It's a good couple of hours long, so it's a good length of show. You obviously get to speak to quite a few people during the evening.
Yes, those that are here and those that are not.
Yes, exactly right. I mean, you've obviously discussed Joe. It'd be remiss of me not to ask about me then, really.
Do you know, actually, when I met you and you came through, I was aware of a lady, spirit side of life, who was claiming you for hers. So very, very close
right.
to you. And you've got a real smiley face, but I think that that hides a lot of things that you've been through within your life, because I've got black and white to the side, so you've been through an awful lot of emotional things and you've come out the other side. I don't think that you're free and clear yet, but there's, because there's a lot of stuff going on around you, and I won't say anything more than that because we're on air, but
right.
You know, what you put out is not what you perceive to be. You're actually quite a sensitive, genuine guy that's been through a lot of troubles in your time, and you're not quite out of the woods yet, but you've been through a lot of emotional pain. And that's made you compassionate and caring, but you come across as if, oh, okay, it's all blasé and what over the top, but that's not you at all.
Ooh. Interesting.
That is very interesting. That is very interesting. You are very, very perceptive.
Thank you.
That's amazing. And wow. Okay. That is it. And you're saying there's a lady.
Yeah, there's a lady. I noticed her whenever you walked out in reception to meet me. And I would want to put her above you. I feel that there would have been a cancerous condition in some way as well. And she's claiming you for her. So it's got to be mother figure.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's slightly blow me away.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to be too personal.
No, that's fine.
That's got to be your mum.
No, it was my mother-in-law. That was, yeah, that's right.
You must have gotten on very well with her, but she was a right down-to-earth person. What you see, what you got, is black or white, no grey area with her. She's just great personality. She didn't take to everybody. She could be quite intimidating with people. But once you got on her side, she was very loyal with you, and you did have a good bond. You had a good banter with her.
My God, yeah. that's staggering, actually. Really, if I was a little bit sceptical before, I'm certainly not now. That's amazing. Really, really amazing. You get all of that just from meeting someone.
But it's just a way of life. I've had this all of my life.
Yeah.
This is just who I am. I don't know what it's like to be, as they would say, normal. This is normal for me. And I knew I was coming here today to do a little bit of a job, so I opened up. I mean, you can't knock somebody in Tesco and go, by the way, do you know your mum's here? That just wouldn't be... You have to...
They would think you were mad, June.
Well, there was one particular time in the bank, I was paying in a cheque, and the lady said to me, would you mind if we had 2 minutes silence? Now, there's a queue of people behind me. I got to the foyer, and she said, and I said, what's that for? She went, oh, it's remembrance. I went, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, yes. And as I opened up to think of all these people that had lost their lives, a gentleman behind her appeared and he said to me, can you tell her that I'm her dad? I've passed on the 5th of November with cancer. My name is David. And she felt really bad because she took her boy to the fireworks and had a nice time on my remembrance. And could you tell her it was okay? So when the 2 minutes was over, I leant over and I said, excuse me, but your dad, David, passed with a cancerous condition. And she stepped back and she went, do I know you? And I'm trying to be quiet because there's people behind me. And I said, actually, you don't. I'm a medium, but I don't tout for business. I wouldn't normally do this, but I opened up for remembrance. And he said that you took your son to the fireworks on his remembrance on the 5th of November, and that not to be sad, that you were happy. You have nothing to feel guilty about. He was glad, and she accepted it. And then she said, is there anybody else there? And I thought, let's not go mad, because there's a queue of people behind me. And she remembers me to this day.
Wow, that is staggering. It really, really is. It's on October 26, 2015, in the Marriott Hotel. If people want to get tickets to this, June, is it just easy just to give the Marriott a call, or how do they get tickets?
If they go to www.junefieldmedium.com, you can buy them on there. A Facebook page as well. If they go on there, you know, there's a link to it.
Okay.
And tickets are available online.
JuneFieldMedium.com. Joe, we're just about to let June go, but is there anything you want to ask her?
Well, you know, when you meet a person, obviously, you know, you've just shown that, you know, you can pick up a feeling of their personality. But are there some people who, you know, that it is harder to pick up feelings for?
If you think of me like a mobile phone, and your mobile phones, sometimes there's a great signal that's a fantastic signal, similar to Ukraine or whatever, and sometimes there's a signal but it's a bit itty-bitty. No, there's always someone there for people, always. Sometimes I don't get such a good feeling or a good sense from someone, and I'm a bit reluctant to open up, like the gentleman I met before you guys.
Okay, Sam.
Different. Definitely different. Yeah. A bit standoffish. And a bit, it's up here, certainly doesn't believe in anything that I do.
Okay.
That's without a doubt.
And what about sort of, you know, predicting things that are going to happen in the future? I mean that's obviously something that's totally different from having...
Predictions, yes. People ask me to predict or just to see what's going on. I don't get a good feel about this year or next year as far as troubles that go worldwide. I don't. I feel that that something's going to kick off in London at some point. I don't get a good... And I work down there a lot of the time too.
Yeah.
But I feel that it will settle out. 2017's a better year for things to settle out.
2017.
And as far as 2017 and looking at the football ground and that, I didn't feel an up either. But I'll keep my fingers crossed.
That.
That's
good
news.
Send
out the good vibes.
Sorry, Leeds United fans.
The even bigger question, the Great British Bake Off tonight, it's for final. Do you know who's going to win?
I don't even know who's in it, to
be
honest
fair
with
enough.
You. Sorry.
You're going to be watching it. Well, even more important than that, June, is we've got our own bake-off competition tomorrow. Big, big bake. Empire Strikes Bake. That's happening tomorrow. Myself's in it. Joe's in it. Sam, who you met a little bit earlier on. There's a few people. Kat's in it. Do you get any feeling about who's going to be coming up with the best showstopper?
Do you know this? Joe... You're definitely a perfectionist. You are definitely competitive.
Oh, yeah, he is.
You don't like to be beaten in anything. So if I was a betting person, I don't know the rest, I'd put my money on Joe.
There you go.
We competed in the past couple of weeks ago and I did beat Darren.
Yeah, that's true. He is. You're right, he is a bit of a competitive man. There's no doubt about that. Junefieldmedium.com is the website address to go to, and it's on October 26th at 7:30 at the Marriott Hotel, which is on Bore Lane in Leeds. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio this morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
And coming again soon. Really, really interesting to chat again.
I hope so. If you invite me, I will. Yes.
Oh, brilliant stuff. June, thank you very much for this morning.